It's the show, An Object at Rest.
What's happening?
When you hear the bell, turn the page. String theory. Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
Johnny's going to sing the
over, man.
Okay.
They taught dolphins
to and that other guy.
Sniff out high explosives.
And
they performed invaluable
Bishop Joey.
For the nation.
There's Johnny now.
Few millionths of the power we put into the broadcast actually gets there.
A few millionths? Oh, think of the waste.
No, but you might switch off the radio.
Hundreds of thousands, but
that's
millions of subhumanoids.
That is
savages.
Painful, and it's.
I don't think this is funny.
Maximum.
Well, we're working after the funny part.
Hi, I'm Bob, your DJ for tonight. Here's another song to get your party going. Leave Bob at home.
I better look at other things. I'm going to look at more. Prettier things.
That's right. We here at the Puzzling Evidence Show at KPFA watch the computer for you. That's right. You don't have to get up anymore. We have a team of highly trained specialists to look at their computers for you.
We're on our way to the end of the internet. We think we'll be there before too long.
Research and write the scripts, photograph, process and edit the films, score the music, and provide final release printing. Our personnel of the lab queue cleared for access to top secret restricted data.
These things are vital to Americans everywhere.
That's highly developed digital delinifier.
My new application, my digital.
Because of wobbly, everything's going
to come.
Technically correct.
Try being me.
See, that's. You said there's not enough me on the show.
The and then all of a sudden, the me.
Depending
appear.
On the quality of your assistance and the individual.
Up and down.
The show.
We're
like
trying to squeeze the show into X Day.
Like a chicken neck, I want to wring the show's neck. It's whatever happens, it's the radio that's the happening sound. When I get up in the morning, that's the first thing I do is turn on the radio and put my ear to it, and I listen dutifully, and I say to myself, what's happening?
Don't toss and turn all night with spiders in your hair.
Yeah, I saw it.
You know, it's funny. It's like a skip reaction.
Now, it's weird. Mm-hmm. The feature of show prime.
Smoke a Parliament cigarette today.
This is your phone.
This only is your Parliament phone gives you extra margin. Have
this
a Parliament
show
cigarette.
This is your show. Your show.
The filter case best is made.
Plus the evidence. Community sports activities, hard-hitting sports, weather, all the weather you want to know about, lots of weather. We got big weather.
Whether you want it or not.
You'll be so glad to get it.
And you'll get it, all right. You'll really get it.
This is your show. Your show. This is your show. Your show. The Puzzling Evidence Show.
The pioneers an obnoxious sound of every kind.
Do not lose time on daily trivialities. Do not dwell on petty details.
Do not be devoured by the dynamicus of history.
All of these things melt away. Live well.
Tighten your trousers, old trout.
For a line of living.
You've got trousers.
Now is the end.
Wow, you're lucky.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
I used to envy the people with the trousers.
You'll envy the legion of dead dads in their trousers before this night is through. Who knows? Who cares? Who wears the pairs of dead men's pants that dance in the darkness of the eyes?
Too many pairs of pants.
Yes. You'll know at a glance by the two pairs of pants that it's good old reliable Nathan. Nathan Detroit.
The man with the pants.
The man with the plan.
The man from France.
He dances in the darkness of the noonday sun.
The man with the pants from France.
The dead men's
the man's
pants
not from
that
France,
dance.
Just his pants are from France.
From here to France. Among the plants and sworn pants.
Remember that great stereo amplifier they used to have called What is Happening? What is happening?
When you hear the bell, turn the page.
Ready?
Okay.
Thank you.
points for song and score.
Everybody's snoring away happily here in Peaceful Valley, which is modern as today.
Plus, more from Chris Rock, live from the Dolby Theater.
Police investigator and a music industry source in a position to know.
Ach, Lieber. In heaven, what? It's wet. What? Hey, wet.
They say that a New York area mob figure often supplied cocaine to a former CBS Records employee.
The pattering of the drops on the little leaves.
If you just washed it every now and then, you wouldn't have...
If you act now, we'll throw in a motorcade crash.
Okay.
$49.95, 12 payments, easy.
I can...
And here's... No one's turned down.
Dinner is in his body, You can activate it, you know, like you push the button and you clear the dinner table really quick.
I reach.
At least of people.
They should be playing a card here, but the computer won't help me.
Isn't there a commercial we're supposed to play called the What's Happening sound so people will know what to buy and do?
Yes, but my electronic brain refuses to help me.
Why don't that brain help us?
Well, then I would take the... Because it knows that if it don't...
You know how you're mad at
it? Cut its little
wires. You've got to cut its little wires and get its brain out.
And it's hiding underneath the little mouse hole.
You mean this radio itself does not even know that it is the What's Happening sound?
Yeah. It just
That's the dumbest radio I ever heard.
It doesn't really need to because it is the happening sound.
Why don't we tell it? It doesn't have the ability
the self-awareness,
to know, though. Yeah. That's the problem.
In a way, it doesn't really need to. Like the guy talking here.
It's the now sound.
It's the you're in the know with it. In whatever city, community you live in, the radio guarantees it.
I listen to a fair amount of radio.
You're in touch with the world because of it.
Of course, I feel like kind of an oppressed minority.
This is the What's Happening sound. Radio, that's
I mean, how many people
that's where it is.
Listen to the radio?
The local beat.
Everybody listens to the radio. That's what it hasn't changed, but mostly in the car. It's where people do. It's changed a lot.
But you know, they've got music, sports, and interviews.
Yeah. And what's happening?
No special features, though. I just listen to basic radio. This is the most exotic program I listen to.
Normally,
I don't get serious.
That I can believe.
Or anything like that.
You don't even get stereo. You just listen to mono, right?
That's right.
You know, a little tiny $10 Radio Shack radio.
But you have to use batteries, man. You have to use batteries. It doesn't even have a wall board you can play it with.
Well, actually, that's not true. I do have, it's like these little studio student speakers.
It's not like a crystal radio that you just have pinned to your garage door opener.
Really? God, I've been using it to open beer bottles.
There, the radio's telling me, and it's radio, little radio voice. Shmiggly. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all about headphone volume.
Yeah, pretty horrible.
So, should we recap the show yet, or is it too early to recap?
Why are you kneecapping the...
We're going to recapitulate.
Okay, kind of started like this.
Maybe we should reconnoiter on the hill up there. Recapitulate the show.
You cover me. I'm going to go rest up there.
We'll let the show percolate through its most unforgettable moments.
I'm going to go up Pork Chop Hill, and you can go up Hamburger Hill.
We'll be on the hills together, percolating the show into a nice...
The camaraderie, the valor.
Starting right now.
Hold the onions.
This is a moment that was one of the most unforgettable moments in the show so far.
Okay. And anything in life.
There it was. That was so unforgettable.
But that segue.
So nice. So nice. What a moment. What a moment to remember.
Yeah, I'm,
these are the moments that we want to keep in our hearts.
I'm validated from, in my heart.
From now until forever.
With a wooden stake.
Maybe even in a second life, we would want to recall these moments.
As again
being some
and
of
again.
The finest moments.
Not available in
that
any
that we've ever encountered in this life or any other life. Before or
slow
after.
Slow down. I'm trying to write this down.
Isn't it beautiful when two people or four people can get together in a moment and each recall the moment like that?
But
it's funny. Are you against the conspiracy?
Subgenius collection.
Yeah, sure I am.
Special, unforgettable epiphanies and moments.
Yeah, it's written in, right? It's in the contract.
About to be
withdrawn. Did sign the contract.
Yeah. Sure, you were left to die of starvation, but that's not your fault. You can always learn something. You give any time you listen to the Puzzling Evidence Show, you're always going to learn something. The Puzzling Evidence Show lets you keep half your mind. So you have to keep that half. You have to do something with it, you know. The other half, he's he's glad to control
that's
the other
exactly
half
right.
of your mind.
That's where that...
I like the way the radio speaks. It speaks volumes. I better look at other things. I'm going to look at more... prettier things.
That's right. We here at the Puzzling Evidence Show watch the computer for you. That's right. You don't have to get up anymore. We have a team of highly trained specialists to look at their computers for you.
We're on our way to the end of the internet.
Yeah.
We think we'll be there before too long. It spoke a volume just then. Wasn't a very nice one, but it did.
Oh, that's what happens when you're on the radio long enough.
You say it, and then it happens.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Dr. Hal, I don't know how you do that.
I'm sawing wood over here to make a popsicle stick house. It's going to be charming, but in just a moment, it's going to be time to rest, to lie down, to become recumbent, to introduce the dewy, feathered... Sleep, the gentle sleep that knits the raveled sleeve of care. Ah, 'tis a sad thing. The kingdom of Morpheus beckons, with all its dreamlike charm. And as I wake, sweet music breathes. Above, around, and underneath, sent by some spirit to mortals good, for the unseen genius of the wood. Oh, me think. But let my 2 feet never fail to walk the studious cloisters pale, and love the high embowed roof with antique pillars, massy proof, and storied windows. Richly dight, casting a dim religious light.
It's the show, an object at rest. When you hear the bell, turn the page.
String theory. Now we bring you back to the Starlight Room and Ramon Raquello and his high-stepping country kickers.
But I liked it. That was funny. That was really funny. Now the show can relax in the safety of its own delusions for a while. This wool I just pulled feels so soft. It's not scratchy like that old, harsh wool. This is soft wool. It's like a cashmere sweater. Makes your eyes feel so comfortable. What? I can't see, though.
It's the show, An Object at Rest.
The show has more episodes to introduce into the Akashic Record.
It's so relaxed. While this computer tries to woo me, whispering its sweet nothings in my ear as it loads.
From the 60s to now.
It's not really an ear, it's an auditory receptor device.
Well, we enjoy the hell out of it. Aren't we sub-geniuses, after all?
Sure.
Yes, enjoyment is our employment. Enough said. And now, on the moonlit bights of the Chattahoochee River, we see the hanging Spanish moss.
When you hear the bell, turn the page.
Hey, look, when we take over this country, we'll make these guys barons. And that way they'll feel like they're still powerful.
Democracy has failed. Let us bring back the old order with its nobilities and titles. And I'll just have my special session over here.
Let's take a picture.
Oh, what? I wasn't... That can't turn out good to me. I'm going to have werewolf eye. Well, you know. Oh!
That
show.
He's got a ticket to ride.
Yes, first there was Love.
But he don't care.
Little Dondi, and then there was Joey. There he is, Joey.
Two, hold it, stop. Recount. Wait, I'll start again.
Okay, now, sorry.
Take a breath. Everybody take a breath.
Joey had a hard day today.
Okay.
All right. Robert.
All right, I'm ready now. Let's. Okay, this is the real start.
Okay. This is the real thing.
This is. All right. Yeah. All right. There we go. Cue the cue.
I changed nothing. What happened was,
including your underwear.
Yes. My voice sounds fine from your end, but when somebody calls in, it becomes a cacophony of noise that hits the audio ceiling.
Unbelievable.
Who would
do that on the radio? I've never heard of a show.
Of noise.
Some crazy person must have.
Yeah, like a cacophony of noise. That should only be allowed to be right here.
I like it when you've got the line of lines. It's a line, but each line is another line. Each point in the line extends off in another direction.
Okay, start again. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2. Hold it. Stop. Wait. I'm gonna go back to 1.
Squanto.
Go back to 5. Or should we go to 10? Maybe. Should we start at 10? Go back.
Well, it's. Like,
there's no reason why we shouldn't.
Okay, I'll yield to the majority opinion.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
At whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
At whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
And the bench.
Let's just table that for a while, okay? Can we table that discussion?
Be it so
put it
ordered.
On the table and then nail it down.
Yeah, it's all about headphone volume.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
You rude thing, you.
Yeah.
Was radio wooing?
This is the way radio describes what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's the sound of the radio describing what's happening.
Like, even if it were X Day or St. Stephen's
Day. Or for any day. Because that's how things happen.
Yeah.
Used to happen, not
used
anymore.
Happen. Yeah.
Interesting how these things aren't in any particular order. I just don't understand it. I don't understand.
There's something crazy about this. It just doesn't make any sense.
Don't make no sense at all. Not at all.
Well, I took some of that stuff. Sense at all. I took about 4 milligrams half an hour ago.
But we can still say tape. We can think about it as tape, but really it's just snippets of sound, whatever media they happen to be in.
What a wonderful archaic time.
I told you. Hear that? Did you hear that?
Refound on radio. Refound on radio.
You can find it. You can work that, those grooves, man. That's groovy. I dig it. I dig that crazy sound, man. Those dips and dweebs and squares and cubes out there, they can't dig it. They don't have that what's happening sound in their hearts.
There's nothing left to do if you don't have that.
Can be found on radio, the what's happening sound.
I love the way the sound happens. Man, you could do this. You could make your own Puzzle Ever show.
Yeah.
This is your show. What's happening?
You don't even know what's happening.
Your show. It's what's happening. And radio, the what's happening sound, tells you about it. Instantly, day or night, around the clock, with the speed of light. Radio is the sound of busy people doing their thing. People hard at it, contributing to the enlightenment of mankind and a better world for all of us. If it's happening, you'll be first to know about it with radio, the What's Happening sound.
My brain's working overtime.
The brain is no longer the boss.
That's
Ave atque vale. Yes, we offer many prizes, including the deviled egg.
Is our other caller still there?
A devilishly easy way to do it.
Just drop a little button.
He hung up.
With trident and pointed tail and cloven hooves.
That's a scary theremin.
Sturdy snap-on.
That is a scary.
You have to make your own theremin. Is that one of the rules?
Free transport. And if
that sounds like a
dishwasher safe. You could have that in your car. No, nobody would do that.
It changes from blue.
I'm just mashing the music here.
Look what you did. Oh.
Some more CD. Oh. A little bit more album.
But you...
The theremin protects me from any bad influence of
getting
the music.
Getting punchy, eh? At one time, my eyes would have been good enough to read this horrible poem here.
There we go.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
I'll play my thing here.
Your thing?
Philo Mook, the hinterlands of
Philo
Tennessee, built the largest
the
theremin ever. With babies?
Ah,
and theremins.
Ah, like
yeah,
that's
I said a prayer for you today, and no God must have heard. I felt the answer in my heart, although he spoke no word. I didn't ask for wealth or fame. I knew you wouldn't mind. I asked him to send treasures of a far more lasting kind. I asked that he'd be near you at the start of each new day to grant you health and blessings and friends to show your way. I asked for happiness for you and all things great and small. But it was for his love and care I prayed for most of all.
Really?
That's printed on the I Said a Prayer for You Today wall cross. The perfect way to show you care. What a touching gift for a loved one or special friend. Featuring a raised hand-formed flower designed for a graceful 3D effect, this beautiful cross comes engraved with the inspirational verse you just heard.
Why do you want to torture Jesus?
Made of 100% poly resin.
That's what the whole thing's based on.
Measures 10 inches by 5
it's
inches.
It's a two-way
what
torture.
What did Jesus ever
session.
Do to you?
Hanging hardware not included. You hear that? Not included.
And the guy.
Jesus would be shocked if he came back and saw people like worshiping him.
Yeah, they'd give him electric shocks this time. They couldn't last time because that hadn't been invented.
He'd say, take me down off of that thing. That's hideous. What are you doing worshiping my corpse?
Well, when we had the Night of Slack long ago, one of the features there was the Shroud of Bozo and a special triptych showing the cross where Bozo had been crucified, but rather than to remain in such an untenable predicament, he'd sawed off his legs and hands and left them there and left the penalty of crucifixion.
It's tough to saw off both your hands. I mean, what are you going to hold the saw with, you know?
Well, confidentially, maybe he had help. And maybe that was the point, that we should not allow Bozo to struggle himself to end crucifixion, but actually give him a little assistance by operating one of the other saws.
You need a sawzall so you can saw all your limbs.
All your
yes.
limbs.
Yeah. All the limbs you can see, you should saw. If they are nailed to a cross, that is.
There we go. And hoist up the
it's
picture.
Not like they'll be any good anymore.
Yeah.
Although the ancient prophecy was that Jesus' bones would not be broken, so they think they put the nail through the radius and ulnar rather than the carpal group. By Grabthar's hammer, by the moons of Warhan, you are avenged. The Aunt Bertha in Space episode.
Why do you have to remind us?
How would I know? Who would know? Who would tell me?
This show will not be held responsible for anybody.
Smells
kind of
like
an
adverse reaction
to
or something.
Like in Pete Goldie's backyard.
A corpse flower, you know, like
Pete's got an actual corpse.
The hot burning smell.
Dancing with the corpse flower.
Burning.
It's some
flesh.
Everything with corpse, right?
And across the sunlight. Heard from a guest.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
I made a decision to be reassigned to Earth.
Though there's one motor gone, still I must carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Thank you, Emily. This will bring me great comfort in the days ahead.
For valued reality.
Do not dwell on petty details.
Reality available to our customers only.
And save there now. Save yourself and save there. Save there and save all.
You could wind up celebrating with a six-figure payout.
You are alive and
making this show.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
Ah, yes.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
Nothing would give me more pleasure than to award $100,000 to you.
Is that what he said? Now is the envy
of
all the dead.
Or any other caller to this program.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Sad moment. Me and Mrs. Jones, we,
thanks for using the show tonight. In the show here. Stuck the show in your own show.
Show me the way to go home. I'm
special
action. Hello. Drink.
When you hear the bell, turn the page.
String theory.
Hey, are you still there, man? Are you with me?
Radio's wide-ranging features, you know, tell us what's happening.
Really?
Yeah, medicine, industry, finance.
Oh, man.
Computer science.
When I leave here, I'm immediately going to listen to the radio.
A manned spacecraft orbits the moon. A new chemical breakthrough conquers a deadly disease. Diplomats meeting in Paris attempt to bring peace to Vietnam. And underwater scientists find new knowledge in the darkness of the ocean floor.
Remind me. Heck, we're doing everything but making a
jackpot. All right, as you'll see, interlaced with the frames of the original Hitler image, we found these sections. Now, we thought they were just noise, but they're actually data. Huge amounts of it.
You need a corner one here?
Yeah, that's right. Can I talk to Bob?
Yeah, great. Whatever.
No, this is great talk radio.
It's what's happening, and radio, the what's happening sound, tells you about it instantly, day or night, around the clock, with the speed of light. Whether it's a PTA meeting, a congressional debate, or an astronaut reporting en route to the moon, radio is the sound of busy people doing their thing. People hard at it, contributing to the enlightenment of mankind and a better world for all of us. If it's happening, you'll be first to know about it with radio, the What's Happening sound.
Radio. You know what to do with the first radio, but you can't do anything.
A lot of people say you couldn't get hooked on radio and crystals,
but I got strung out. When I was down,
you know, like if I lay down to go to sleep after being up about a week, I'd wake up with cramps, feeling low, and couldn't get out of bed.
You know what to do with the first radio.
I'd have to fix radios in order to get up. Your skin gets discolored. Your teeth get rotten. I'd always be nervous if I didn't fix radios. You're wired. And I'd tear that radio apart, too. And then I'd fall asleep. Oh, a lot of people say it's just emotional or psychological. But I did get physically dependent on them. I'd start out with one radio, and then I'd have to take another radio apart to get a tube or something. And I'd tear that radio apart, too. Then I'd fall asleep. By the time I'd fallen out, I'd ruined three radios. You know what to do with the first radio. Rap. Talk. A lot more. You're wired. Get dates much easier, too. I was losing rapidly. Sometimes I stayed up 6 or 7 days. You don't even know what's happening. I'd start out with one radio, and then I'd have to take another. You're wired.
How's everything?
To a coffee house for some atmosphere, and I never looked back.
Enough of
that. Not another edge story. I need something cutting, something fresh, something hot.
Well, things are going very well, actually. The second printing of How to Be You 2 hits the shelves next month, and Simon & Schuster's already pre-ordered 12 million copies, so we are completely ecstatic.
Sheldon, who's your
look? You backstabbing, underhanded little coffee cake. This is my show, my story. 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 My microphone.
That's why we do it here. Because it's what's happening. Hey, is that some sound over there?
No, I don't know. Where?
You can hear it happening.
I was looking for some, but I can't get the little computer to,
bombastically.
Looking down from on high.
Looking down from on high.
Nice little peons in the street there.
Castigating.
Trying to change history with a little bleating.
Pompously castigating.
Yeah.
Bombastically.
Hey, all of you work people. Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha. Today I don't even drive my own show.
No, we got plenty of conversation. You know how it is on the show.
It's the what's happening sound.
This is caca.
No, well, it's a little better than that.
Sound.
It's all true.
Sound. Radio.
What? This is how radio
Thank
works.
Thank you for letting us into your home.
Is this,
you are
is
always
this
a, welcome,
can you, do this?
Do not adjust your sincerity control.
Little thing on this
thing. Up or down?
True.
Everything is obviously, patently true. Because we told
more.
If it wasn't all real and genuine,
more. You know,
it's
there's just
true.
Not enough me
it's
in
true.
This show.
It's
oh, there.
It's
I
true. It's true.
That's weird.
It's
like a weird...
I just turned up the master.
But it's all sort of leftish
Here comes
instead
the boy
of right,
blue.
Rightish and leftish. It's lefty, rightish.
Violets are red.
Heavy on the leftish. But I would expect
if
that.
There
are there other
there,
phones
don't you think we'd know about it?
I want to know what you
Mine
want.
Mine sounds okay. I want more show.
Time code is locked. Satellite uplink is sealed.
Tracking is a go.
It's gonna happen because it's happened to a lot of people I know.
Now what? All right, let's take off. I can't breathe.
I love him as a friend.
Everyone's your friend.
Not like my ex-husband. There's a passion there for a soul. I thought I wanted a simple life, but I was wrong.
UFC lightweight champion.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, let me turn this down.
Turn it down.
Milo of Alexandria.
We hear your phone now. You're having a phone issue? You knew that I used to work for the phone company.
His phone is in a shoe, he says, like in Get
He's having a phone shoe, like Doc, like, you know.
Well, it's like feng shui.
No, like Get Smart, like Maxwell Smart had a phone shoe, you know.
Yeah, he did. It was maximally smart, too.
I think it's a solar flare.
Ah, now that makes sense.
It's not within the purview of our investigation. Please try again.
I'm going to interrupt all the phone lines, phone companies, and cell phones.
Oh my gosh.
Have you heard the latest buzz?
Have a suicide man check into the solar flare.
I think it's a good idea. Suicide man, would you please...
It brings on many changes.
Check into the solar flare.
Have the suicide man check that out.
What stylish solar flare
pants? We need Suicide Man to check into the solar flare action, particularly causing problems in Redwood City.
Check out
this
action.
With Tony's phone. And Suicide Man, while you're at it, would you just check out Tony's phone and make sure it's working properly?
If you hear a phone tone, hang up and try again.
Suicide Man, I got a message here for you.
A messenger?
Suicide Man, I got a message here.
A merry messenger.
There's a suicide girl out there on the Periscope app.
Everybody's having the same problem, not just me. And yes, there is a big solar storm washing across the planet, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk like that.
Is that why you're coming in such a spotty fashion?
Your garbled sound sounds great, though.
Good garble.
Static in that manner.
Okay.
But Tony's not garbling.
No, he's not, but...
Tony sounds good. But where's my son? My son didn't call tonight, did he?
But it was this thing. And what a twisted country.
Oh, all right.
Have the steward bring in the tea, please.
You take a tad at just about yay big over there.
Keep going down. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, going down. Yeah,
keep going down. There you go. Down. That's pretty good. Yeah, it's really...
Hardware, it's all about headphone volume. Yeah.
It's really tricky.
Everything in radio.
Yes. Easy pain.
Well, see, this one has got a bad side.
Removes two pains.
And so it's like super soft. And this one is like really five times as loud.
Works
maybe ten
on.
Times.
Need and a little
agony.
I just need to sort of put it over. This one's
a little
show
on one ear.
All irritations.
I need a pad here, like a...
An iPad does everything.
Puzz, you need to make those. You need to make motorcade crashes for the season.
Yes.
You know?
What? Motorcade crushes? Okay. No, really, it'll happen. McKinley never got to hear that piano that he ordered for the White House. You know?
Hey, I've got a great new idea. Ready?
Okay.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
Adding to the magic. The magic of radio.
Whoa.
Can you feel the love tonight? I sure can.
Look, everybody stood up. It's a rhetorical question, folks. You don't have to actually send the answer.
You can stand up and just cheer and clap.
In your beds and then go back to sleep. Yeah.
Pump your fists in the air.
As if you've won.
Or just give me the slow clap, you know, that's the main thing.
You mean to tell me you run a radio station out of your home? I've got to hear about this.
Absolutely. I just sit right on the couch in the living room, talk into one of these. The wire goes all the way out to the satellite uplink, and as if by magic, everyone in America hears my voice.
No! Pioneers an obnoxious sound of every kind.
You can make an income doing this?
You bet you can. There's a potential of 8 million satellite dish owners. Multiply that by $10 a holler. Why, it's more than I can count. Hey. I actually get paid for watching television.
It's really amazing.
Those, I think those guys are really no good,
rotten,
dirty.
Yes, I've got
no
some
good,
bad
rotten, dirty yellow rat.
Those dirty, stinking, foul,
scum sucking dogs.
Why, I ought to. Oh, well.
Let I think this is the little, like.
They just want you to lose your temper.
I'd like to eviscerate them.
Eviscerate them, eh?
Sure. Remember that last time, that last show where we were talking about
we had to put those entrails back. Yes,
we
I remember
eviscerating
all
here, eviscerating there.
Yeah, right. Here and eviscerate, there and eviscerate.
Everywhere an evisceration
going
on.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, there was a lot of disemboweling going on.
A little doubt, disemboweling, a lot of big knives were drawn.
Disemboweling, dad-emboweling, all
kinds
of
emboweling. The night of big knives.
As Shakespeare says in Henry IV, Part 1, emboweled will I see thee anon. Yes.
He was talking about the lawyers and the, well, after the lawyers came the advocates, though.
He's actually talking about Sir John Falstaff
and the
lying
lobbyists.
Apparently dead on the battlefield.
Yeah, emboweled is the way I would rather see
it. You get emboweled, they carry you back without
you know, and
bowels.
Sir John Falstaff probably had a lot of bowels.
He sure did. You know? And you don't need him anymore after you've been slain in battle.
Yeah.
Your bowels
he
get
took
a
him a long time to build that bowelage up.
True. In fact, it was said, and not in the complimentary way of Sir John, that he lards the lean earth as he walks along. Ew. He's so fat and greasy, you see, he kind of greases it up as he walks along. That's the concept, at any rate. I mean, he's a fat dude.
The best of, hey, somebody's trying to call.
No, a caller, look. Get him. No, wait, he's coming through. Somebody want to take this.
Hello!
Yeah.
Hello!
And now the enemy of all the
days. Get over your way.
The love is free and the freeway is long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway.
Going
on, my baby's gone.
Soon, very soon, they will be one.
She's gone, yeah.
You will try, but you will not be able to. You will try soon. You will try soon. You will try now. But you will not. You cannot move them.
Right, that's lunch.
Don't you
you may let loose of my hands now.
You wish to let loose of my hands now. Because when you do it, all brightness. And butterflies are a wonder to behold. See them? See them? There's one resting on a rose bush,
one whose wings you can almost touch. There, reach out, we'll touch
those wings. You can almost... No, it flew away.
There is no need to weep. Your mother is coming. Can you see?
Some people call it fate. Others may call it destiny.
Why don't you say something?
What does she do? What does your mother usually do when you are about to cry?
What do you got for me?
We got nothing.
Let's go. Sweep on channel 34.
Night vision?
Sir,
34. Let's do a sweep on channel 34.
Negative. Negative.
Infrared. Negative. We got nothing here.
No signal.
No signal. No signal. No haystack.
What?
Glob wrote about how the bog people were wrenched out of the mud, almost indistinguishable from the mud that went out. Muddy specimens.
Is that the bad sounds of outside of the
puzzling evidence? Oh,
wait a minute.
The bad sounds of a bad outside world.
Now I see.
Hitler's submarine was held on the
bottom. So what is this plug here?
By
it's
the
plugging.
Scratching
oh, I see.
Hands.
It's plugging.
What is that plug?
Irritated skin.
It's plugging.
Not,
it's plugging
right.
Away over here.
And somebody is on the other end of the phone. Be afraid. Don't be afraid. Be afraid.
Who is it?
Obviously, we're not using on our mission, but
now you can now.
Don't be afraid.
When everybody says, we all have something to
be afraid.
Mighty symphony of prosperity.
If you want access, click here.
This is your show. Your show.
Stereo. It showed them both sitting on a couch nervously, waiting the moment when mono would become stereo. And they were nervously talking to fill up the time until that moment.
It was a massive problem. And accidentally, all of San Francisco was given a small electric shock. It wasn't meant to be that way.
Can you hear the gods laughing? I can.
And all the iPads began laughing.
Spiritual flair.
I'm listening to it right now.
These times are poignant. The winds have shifted. It's all we can do to stay uplifted.
Hi, I'm Tim Lynch, host of Dead to the World on Wednesday nights. I am so grateful for the community of KPFA listeners. Your resilience and positivity will help us stay vigilant even as we shelter in place. Please practice patience as we navigate this crisis. We'll get through this the same way we get through everything, together.
Thank you. Thank you to all of our loyal listeners who continue to amaze us. You keep KPFA from yielding, sinking, or losing our courage to be truly independent. You bolster and sustain us. No other public radio station can truly say this and know it's true, that we are proudly listener supported. Thanks again from all of us here at KPFA.
Hi, I'm Allie Budner, reporter for the Mountain West News Bureau at KRCC Radio in Colorado Springs. I'm also a graduate of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program at KPFA. The program is accepting applications. You can download an application at kpfaapprentice.org or call the station at 510-848-6767, extension 235.
You are listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org.
Yes, the hippogriff, part griffin and part horse. And it was on this flying beast that the hero, Ruggiero, flew to rescue Angelica, who's chained naked by the ocean where the sea dragon was coming to devour her. The hippogriff could hover as well as... He's smooching. He's making the kissy sound.
The little kissy animal. Let's go to your whole life.
Now it's a comedy routine. Believe me, it's not funny when you're out there contending with the living dead and trying to get into the building.
Hello there. I'm the make-believe man. I can make-believe and be anything I want.
Loosen up, sweetie.
What the?
Since you put me down,
Same algae
in the middle of the flower.
Sexual reproduction may also occur.
What's this?
Sorry.
That so sure was funny.
See, look, there's the kissy, right? And here's the other kissy. And kissy doesn't work Friday night. Kissy worked Wednesday night.
I always feel so apprehensive. I never know whether it will work.
What's this?
I'm just trying to see about the kissy.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to worry about that soon enough as I go back and do another.
What's this?
There was another echo. Now, how could I do it?
I'm adjusting the tone on the kissy.
It's not a high tone thing.
No, okay, I'll just bleed it off then, you're right.
And besides, if it utterly fails, maybe there's some youthful individual who will come out.
Let's see. How could I do it?
Let's see.
Wait a minute.
We created a world of apps, and then we rate them with kisses.
You know what?
The kissy app.
Then
I get it.
Just grimace at the little kissy app.
Yeah. It's even worse, they've got it represented by a little elf or something like that there.
No, I haven't even made it that far into kissy land. Maybe you
what is it? It looks like a
game.
Hot dog with eyes. What is that weird thing?
It's the electronic strike that allows you to enter the building. But if it doesn't, it doesn't. Can't get in your car.
Love it. What do you have?
First up is Haircaster. Now, this one is a real life-saving app. It analyzes your weather conditions.
A life-saving
forecast
app.
What type of hair day you'll have.
This is the app's kisser?
To be true?
Come on.
It's a rating system ranging from perfect
Wrong
to
answer.
Stay home.
I use it and I don't even
Yeah, that's
hair.
A good answer for it. Yep, that's a good answer for Kissy.
Okay, I give it this
do your
kisses.
Show or no, just stay home.
Oh, that kissy.
It won't work no matter what.
Unsanitary, unhygienic.
All right, so we'll flush that away. Start the whole Kissy quiz again.
There was another echo. Now, how did I do it?
No. What's this?
Now, wait a minute.
There was another echo.
What's this?
Next. Now, how did I do it?
Six. Let's see.
One little ladder of eight notes and a lot of echo ladders.
Higher or lower?
Hooray for Pythagoras!
Hey, Pythagoras.
discovered the octopus. However, we never discovered the octopus ever. Around if it were not for you.
In our little mission.
Two take one, man, silent many, turnover.
How many kisses was that?
That was nine.
Make it ten.
I counted seven.
Low power.
Low comedy.
Okay, that's good. We'll use that one.
Small step for man.
One giant step for comedy. Okay, we're done. Whoa.
Finally figured out all of the things that were playing. To happen at once, and this is the time which I can only talk. So I want to take this time to talk to you about what Lodeo means to people, and especially what it means to me. To me, it was always a way to go hide from life, to stay away from life in general, to, you know, get down there where you could, like, just get into the bunker and crawl into your little space and eat your Cheetos and get into a $30 microphone like no one else and just talk and talk and talk about stuff that you just want to get off your mind, so you don't have to think about it anymore. You just sort of dump it. It's sort of like it's a bad dream, only it's real, and you just get it off on the radio, and then you have your show, and you're done, and it's all like that. So there I was, and I built this wonderful contraption that actually produces something that is a bit rate approaching the interest in which K-Rob would actually care about it. But it still works, and it delivers the thing. It's actually going out. It's covering 100,000 people here. Somebody is accidentally tuning in right now. The important thing is that it all gets out. It's all going out now. I'm done with it. It's done. It's like release. It is puzzling evidence.
No.
Teamwork. Next.
Yeah. Puzzling evidence.
I really don't get the hot dog character. I don't see what
the little wavy line will let you into your whole life. That's what you depend on to get every place now.
It's like a hot dog with a face and eyes.
A little line thing is looking at you, wiggling, instead of letting you in.
Wearing a t-shirt with little pink hands.
Start again. All right.
Oh, I don't have a pet, but I think about that all the time.
She was voted not cute, so I put that ugly sucker in a box.
Go away.
Wow, people telling us stuff that we don't even want to know. It.
Sad face emoji.
Oh.
Thank you.
is the real music of the spheres.
We'll design this like a formal piece of architecture.
Just got to keep trying. See, the circle
my
cannot be unbroken.
The circles of the stormy moon slide westward toward the river plate. Death and the raven drift above. Yeah, tonight I'll be out there trying to make one small step across the threshold.
You are less affected by the negative pressures and possibilities.
Yeah, it is. The impact.
The reason how comes to light.
And it does make quite an impact on the community, I'll tell you that.
Bear the pain of failings.
Highly toxic.
Don't blame anyone.
That's new info for my blog. But maybe too explosive to you.
Yeah, they've got the orbit mouth. Pinch the nostrils. He can't breathe. He's completely under your control.
St. Obermarl technique. Rather grisly and ghastly, I admit.
Without scheming and planning.
So I'm not supposed to discuss your road trip to Volcanoville?
What's going on?
It sounds like an interesting place to me. Anyway,
it's space.
Sure.
Or it's space.
Space on the map.
See, if you say the wrong word, the
business.
Phone picks it up and starts the game again. Darn it.
Space as in a spaceship.
Now I gotta start all over again. I don't even know if
the arrival of a spaceship in Washington, D.C.
They're always in D.C. chopping up the monuments and hurting the White House.
That would be most unfortunate, but I don't believe their realities are contiguous.
Oh, okay.
You can't get here from there.
How many kisses was that?
Hey, I've seen it. You take a coffee break in a big city, the dragons show up.
Nor can you get from Star Wars to here, because it was all long ago as well as far away. But you can get from Star Trek to here if you've got the time machine that they so often use. But some places, you just can't get there. Not legitimate. You can have your papers revoked.
Reading groups such as this...
How often the Krell technicians must have ridden in this little car.
Error and temptation. And when you're able to choose, it will not be by your own power. Understand that.
But at times your boy is normal.
Now prepare yourself for an entirely new set of values, gentlemen.
Things did get a little bit crazy. A little bit. He'll be back. He'll be back. And, you know, I've just been keeping the place together, We had some issues, some power issues. I figured those out. Maybe we have power. All the power that we need. All day long, all night long. No problem. Everything's gonna be great. It's gonna be big. I know it. Not even gonna build. Yeah. It's gonna be great.
Not just the end result. And I think the beauty of
distressing to anyone with the smallest sensitivity, and the ability to feel empathy for another being in this troubling world.
We have little certain knowledge of what happened during the first three quarters of the Earth's existence.
Where's you? But it was in that early period, and not later, that they whacked off the moon.
Whoa!
If any minute life existed...
Well, see, that's where the little baby's head, limestone head, went.
His head became a kind of crescent moon due to water droplets, water wearing away the stone.
May have been soft bodies and did not leave fossils.
Or they may have been enormous, and you realize you're sitting in their fossil.
The Paleozoic, Mesozoic, and Cenozoic eras now appear as a straight line.
Yeah, because a straight line to your app, that's all we care. What will I do with my new app today?
Oh, second wind.
Yeah, thanks.
Boy, this kissy app thing is just not working. Door
just,
is not
you just
opening.
Gotta keep trying.
Breathe in
gradually. 2, 3, 4, 5. Out slowly. 2, 3, 4, 5. In to the chest.
And wait. 3, 4, 5. Out of the chest and wait. 3, 4, 5. In. 2, 3, 4, 5. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Deeper into the chest.
2, 3, 4, 5. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5. When you breathe correctly, the entire body is stretched and relaxed so that the breath
seems to enter.
Picture the bomb.
And slack is certainly ours.
Slack off, you know?
I usually stay in front of bus stops.
Sit down, Ridiculous! We're kicking it off with the Fulham Football Club!
Tell them I said something clever.
Are you ready for it?
This is not mind control.
No, think about right. It. It's not mind control, man.
Hello? Ain't too bad, no?
Your monkey mind goes chitter, chatter, chitter, chatter.
Not mind control.
Think about it.
Well, I never hear the delay because I always shut off my speakers when I call.
And use your phone as a microphone?
My phone is a microphone.
That's exactly right, caller.
This is one of the things that becomes confusing for people about the show, but this hero does not always win.
that for the hell. This show's not a loser show.
Turn off your radio. Wonk,
wonk, wonk.
I mean, we've been
wait a minute, what is it? What are you doing?
Now we have George Harrison.
Well, that's you, somehow.
Right. Goodbye.
See?
Oh, my God. What? Seriously? Man, right.
I'm going back to my head swim.
I know it.
How could you possibly know that?
Not important.
But it's no shocking news to you to learn that parents are here to stay.
You are in the jet set, the status age, and many other names we've tacked on you.
I'll buy you a new one.
So what? Now you're old enough
to credit cards?
To level with me on the hang-ups that you have with your parents.
Roll the fact that grass increases creativity from 8 to 11 times.
The blob that what happened when Dial lied under the door. Shock
people that are trying to use it now.
Yes. Really?
Yeah. Look at all these people just trying to get in. All they're trying to do is get in and do their show.
I need to check the complaint thread again because I hadn't been keeping up with it. But they're saying Kissy has abandoned them again and left them out in the street to fend for themselves.
Except for these people. These poor people.
Of course, the station, as we know, has no organization, no top to give orders to the bottom. But
it's a webcast.
Yes, that's right.
What? A who now?
A web over everyone's eyes. It worked for a while the Kissy app took a siesta.
For weeks and weeks, yes. While it takes
it
a
went
human
into hibernation.
To deal with the Kissy app. What? I said the Kissy app. Yeah.
And not only does it leap and slide across the floor, leaping is kind of creepy for it. It also undulates and burbles and percolates.
Floor.
But with the fire extinguisher, they can freeze the Kissy app. The more it eats, the bigger it gets. It makes more tissue. It gets to be big enough to cover Pop's hamburger joint or whatever it was.
Did you hear that?
No one is safe when the Kissy app stalks abroad by day. But of course, it's not ubiquitous. It can't be everywhere at once. You keep your wits about you. You might avoid the Kissy app entirely. A public safety message from KPFA 94.4
the Block Committee.
I love hanging out with snakes, but usually I have to drive like 400 miles to the beach to hang out with that one guy.
Sensitive part of the show. I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Oh, it is so sensitive. Yes. Of course, some people consider themselves sensitive.
Okay,
about as sensitive as a power shovel.
Darn. Knobs on this promoter. Huge. Okay, there we go.
Knobs?
Set to sensitive.
Now, speak of knobs. The knurled knob of destiny. Touch not that knob. Or be forever nobbled. There are only a few are able to be high enough in the organization to turn the knobs of Bob. Forbidden to the lower clergy and the common members of the Church of the Subgenius.
Actually live on the radio, and we also have tons of podcasts here.
Do you ever feel what you would like to say? Do you ever say anything else but yeah?
Would you like to be someone's lover man?
Yep, yep.
I thought you'd say that.
Yep.
Ringo?
Yep.
Do you ever feel lonely up the back there playing the drums?
Yep.
Do you ever feel that you'd like to sing?
Yep.
Do you ever say anything else but yep?
Nope.
Would you like to be someone's loving man?
Yep.
Now?
Yep.
I thought you'd say that.
Yep.
Ringo?
Yep.
Do you ever feel lonely up the back there playing the drums?
Yep.
Do you ever feel that you'd like to sing?
Yep.
Standby.
Our family.
Standby. 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 Yes, we're A-OK. All systems are go.
Space alteration is totally unpredictable. Sometimes
longer. And sometimes the room looks...
Your attention is important to us.
His only answer, one smile.
Oh, no!
Yes, or every...
And this...
is the kissy app.
Scalar with National Smith.
Machines do it all.
We're finding that the... brain tends to resist the effects of the machine.
You know, pre-Jim Morrison, man, it's that.
Well, the bit where, Pepe shows up at Hal's place.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, he's just drunk as a skunk, and he's just, kind of flopping over stuff, and then he just, like, just spews and just gushes, it, like, in the hallway, and, you know, like, he's just throwing up in the house, you know. And there's an ambulance comes, right? And there's like an ambulance person there. And it's like, how are you feeling and stuff? And then he's like, I feel empty inside, you know, because he just gushed his insides all over the house. And I think, yeah, that was the thing. He was kind of like, are you the Domino's? It could have been like an ambulance driver or like the Domino's guy, you know? Just like, can you help me with this part? You know, like maybe a pizza?
But, I mean, yeah, who cares?
So I wonder what the next X Day will be like now that the documentary has come out.
Well, you know, I suppose we must make some It'll sort of funny, gesture right? toward it in that direction.
It'll
but
be a big joke.
It need not affect us. On the other hand, who knows? We'll probably have a copy and be looking at it. Yes, that damn thing is going to be part of our history, whether we like it or not. We must surround and absorb it into our body. We must adapt it so that our own nucleus is strengthened by its addition. We will consume it and let it become part of our artifact for its own increase and glory. It leaps and creeps and jumps and bumps and all of that. beware of what? The kissy app. Yes, beware the what? The kissy app. Beware being absorbed into the what? The kissy app. Becoming forced to give up yourself to become part of the kissy sound. An all-new horror. And its name is what? The Kissy App.
Till 6 o'clock in the morning.
Time disorientation can sometimes cause you needless concern.
Little Kissy App.
Comes on.
Podcasts are everywhere.
Who hasn't
Please don't do that.
More than so.
You'll hurt you.
Yes, never. Yes, never.
I can't get the radio
taking
over my mind.
When they all started a shaking and a jiggling like mad, then I knew the big un was on its way.
Look out!
Whoa!
Square hair.
Man, is that uncool. That guy should have been more.
Don't with the guy. I'd lock him in a cell.
I just can't dig it. Damn. Oh, my offense is rank. It smells to heaven.
I'm at the foot of the ladder.
It hath the primal eldest curse upon it. Don't worry, I'll hold the ladder for you. The ladder.
Quit fooling around. I would use some more harsher language, but this is radio. And yeah. you gotta straighten up and fly right. An invasion of slack. Okay. What's the point? But when it's the Puzzling Evidence Show, it's like we like to talk a lot about nothing when possible.
At the beginning, didn't
and
you feel like
And we're here with Puzzling Evidence. And no Michael Pepe, but aside from that, we're at the
last year,
I don't care what your politics are. This is America.
Bike, but no boy.
Gradually feel every part of the chest.
Hey!
Firstly, I would refrain from using the word show.
So what happened tonight? Why was I pissed off? You know, I measure Dave.
Because you weren't at the Parkway eating a big slab of pizza.
I measure it
different. Couch by yourself.
It's like, did I kill a subgenius today? No, I didn't kill a subgenius today.
You killed subgenius babies.
No, I was with them the whole time.
Well, that's why we're gathered here, to remember the subgenius babies that bothered us that day.
They're delicious. So,
just walk.
And if you're hungry, go to the
movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Spend a
he
ton
was
of money.
Around.
Great food.
He was walking around for the longest time.
They kept the child, I forget his name, the adolescent's Steve's mom killed Steve's fake girlfriend who was made out of like a mop.
No, that wasn't Stevie, that was the other son.
What's
we
his name?
In love with the girlfriend already.
You saw that. And then she stabbed the fake girlfriend to
made
death.
Made out of cabbage and stolen soccer ball and,
nice.
And baseball bats and string and tape. Stabbed.
I'm in love.
So the mom's killed.
I'm just borrowing it. I didn't steal
murdered
it.
The pantomime girlfriend and buried her in the woods.
And then when the son was missing the girlfriend, she was like, oh, let me check what happened. And she dug up the grave.
Said,
and then
is.
He saw the knife still in the the fake body with the cabbage and
cabbage breast.
Yeah.
Beautiful cabbage breast.
And she never like rotted or anything. She was still beautiful and, to him.
Yeah. And then they said, "Oh, we bonded.
Over, I hope. Go
we bonded. We can leave now." And he says, "And the boy, what's his name? I can't remember. Gosh, the oldest son of Peter Griffin. Who is it? Whatever.
Is this on the quiz? Do we have to wait?
Terrible with names. What's your name again?
So they decide, oh, we bonded, mom and son, and they decide we're going to leave. And then the son says, but first,
we got the Griffin phone ringing.
We have to cut out the baby."
Pete Goldie, stop calling. We're trying to do a show.
Oh, don't worry, Mom. It's just Skittles.
Chris, it's Chris.
What
goodbye.
Happened to the funeral for the little baby?
Oh, that was a drive-by.
Chris hung up, whoever the hell he was.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, that is the best. We thought the last call was the best one. That was the best call.
But anyway, so like in the end, on Family Guy, the mom and the adolescent son carved Skittles out of the fake doll's stomach. Uterus,
yeah,
because
baby.
It was the baby that Chris, and
Chris inseminated
he had sex with the doll a lot, and then she became pregnant.
With Skittles.
And to symbolize that, at some point he had put Skittles in her uterus, and so after the mom had buried,
like to do
him
like a Mentos thing,
put the knife in. They unburied
expunged
him and then carved out the uterus and were eating the Skittles off the knife.
Insane.
You know, everything he's telling you is anything bad is good for us. Remember that, folks. You're
what I was thinking was, would you like to do another one? You know,
but anything bad is good for us. Remember that, folks. Ever seen X the Unknown with Dean Jagger, where the horrible blob chases little British schoolboys through the forest? And well, I mean, you have to be there to see it, understand. It's a blob from the center of the earth, and it comes all the way up to cause trouble in England. Then there was the 1980s Blob remake with Kevin Dillon.
For a long time, after X-rays were discovered and used, they remained a mystery even to the scientists.
Chuck Russell directed
that
version.
That's how they got their name, X.
And in it, you can see Hans Marr being eaten by the blob. He's the projectionist in the theater. And he comes into the projection booth and the blob is actually above him on the ceiling. And it falls down and envelops him with its sticky bulk. And how about Candy Clark surrounded by and devoured by the blob while in a phone booth? But just before the glass breaks in and the blob seizes her in its clammy embrace, she sees through the filmy body of the blob the half-digested body of her boyfriend, the sheriff. Or is it a sheriff's deputy? At any rate, it's an exceptionally unpleasant revelation for the soon-to-be-dead cocktail waitress. Devoured by and absorbed by the blob.
X for the unknown. X for the unknown.
I'm asking for the plane. The plane. Plane. The plane. Donut. The plane. Donut. The plane.
How did anyone ever find the first one?
The plane. Kathy, I can't live like this anymore.
And it's even better with a Pepsi.
Great effects, man.
Yeah.
Yes, there is the Aunt Bertha narrative about the two kids who get stuck because they kick down the ladder.
The, not the experimenting.
No, that was a different one where they mixed up some chemicals and caused an explosion. And then were lectured by Aunt Bertha about experimenting and its evil. There was also the sound effect in that one of the dog leaping around and barking and yipping before and after the explosion.
You questioned the surface about 1 or 2 inches.
They are more round. The surface and the in-pushing of the wall creates a stall-like appearance.
The most remarkable feature of the segment, of course, was the lecture by Aunt Bertha on the evils of experimentation.
In the toad on the right, the stalls are partially partitioned from the central cavity.
The toads and the rice that ate and killed the Poppycockalorum and the Cockahoopa tribe.
Which in turn have stall-like divisions. Similar to those found in the lung of...
And the alveolar structure of the drunkard's lung. Just look how it moves down the branching nerves of the nervous system.
Yeah,
yeah. And it is a nervous system.
Keep the fight, you know, as long as there was a guy there. Maybe he's just fighting on another front somewhere.
Organics.
Oh, yeah. All the way to Washington.
Well, this is...
No, the thing that was funny about Ray was that he got a little difficult to.
Good manners and charm.
In dangerous places. He could. And
open directly into the mouth.
This is
the lungs of frogs.
Great moment right there.
More highly developed.
Climbing up the building and they encounter Jerry Lewis.
And of course there's a highly entertaining YouTube segment somebody put together of all of the different people they encountered going up that sideways set.
Oh yeah?
It's pretty wonderful to remember. Because at the end of the that was last year, right? Where they, so you'd watch just to see who they had that week.
The people screaming.
Sure enough, yeah. It's good to exercise the lungs every now and then. Taking deep breaths, the secret of prana, and perhaps the production of more saliva, and with it, the healing amylases, which prolong life and regulate health. Yes, just deep yogic
breaths. She reaches out.
Can reach out and solve the problems in your life.
And she has cut all earthly burdens from their backs.
Produce by uniting to form what is called a zygote.
We should have known.
A thick wall is formed around the zygote.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Earthly burdens can never come.
Which breaks open when conditions are favorable.
Oh, how disgusting. Now you've got an organic prolapse here. A rupture of the mesenchyme.
To learn how a simple plant such as this fossil plant developed into modern, more complex plants...
I think I'm going to clean that up. You've got another thing coming.
Cells may reproduce.
Because of your say-so, mister? No, they'll be a reproducing on their own. What I don't understand is that suddenly there seemed to be indications that plant types, which we thought were millions of years old, or actually millions of years older.
The plant on the left was about 6 to 8 inches tall and lived about 325 million years ago.
And it was stomped on by a primitive Synthetoceras. And yet it sprung up as springs the trampled herbage.
Our knowledge of this plant comes from fossil studies.
I'll see you in detention after fossil studies.
Yes, sir.
The tape recorder caught the sound of
eating a raw vegetable.
The drums.
Look at it, human. This weapon may well mean the end of mankind.
Well.
Exterminate.
Hello?
Creeping moment, you know, that feeling that any second he's gonna like you turn around like, oh, there's puzzling evidence in the booth window. It's really right behind me.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see it. Let's see.
Of course, you know what else could happen? We'll be watching, we're watching a live feed from the desert. We can watch it, and suddenly puzzling events will appear on the screen. Unmistakable.
And it'll give us a big fuck.
Art. Oh, and show, too. You would show us.
That I would reimburse you. I told you that.
Sir. Destroy this earth.
said Ted, backing away a few steps.
Made up of about a million tiny units.
And more than that. Down under the microscopic level.
Russell evidence indicates that these evolutionary steps produced the modern seed structure.
The organic is determined by handedness, as Victor Frankenstein said.
And you're going to be all right now?
Again.
It's either right-handed or left-handed.
Ted didn't know,
but nodded as if he understood.
Hey, Hoser, say a good day. Go. What are you laughing at? It's party time. Go.
K-R-O-V. San Francisco.
Yeah.
Francisco.
Okay, thanks. Well,
oh, he hurts my ears.
Whatever.
Please stop.
And you're going to be all right now?
It can be in agreement with itself because it is in two dimensions handed in the way it forms. Now, human DNA also is. And why the spiral molecule adheres together despite the repulsing action of certain micro features.
You see anything out there, Kelton?
Pollen grains, which beats the stigma, germinate and send a pollen tube down to the egg structure.
Two bees were sleeping in the middle of a flower.
Dismissed.
Can you tune up your voice to la? La!
Just the way an orchestra does it.
Can you sing la? That's it.
Stand up straight. Take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. Ready?
American dream is dead.
Signed to the dustbin.
Watch what's happening.
Nationalism and violence.
Complete shutdown of Muslims. entering the United States. I will build a great, great wall. Drugs, crime, the rapists. I win. Mexico pays me.
I think I am a nice person. I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
According to white people, I'm very dangerous. I'm Kurt's wife.
Are those final, fleeting moments before a chapter of our lives closes forever. There are small moments where we acknowledge that the time has passed and will never return.
In today's America, technology empowers the public in nearly everything they do. And now, voting with confidence.
It's often endings that are the most unforgettable. Endings can be heartbreaking, they can be horrifying, they can be hilarious. Chilling.